Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Julie Rozier and also Rachel Lund. These two are with the Circles program. We're going to talk a bit about what the Circles program is and how you can help, as it involves helping families get out of poverty here in the local area. First off, Julie, it's a pleasure to get you in today. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you
definitely
taking time with us today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's a great cause. And for someone who's unfamiliar about the Circles program, first off, you're the coordinator. So I want you to go ahead and explain to me, what is the Circles program?
Okay. So we received a grant. I work for Southeastern Utah Association Local Governments to implement Circles in our community. Circles is an initiative to help families get out of poverty. Carbon County has the second highest rate of intergenerational poverty in the state. So Circles is a hands-on program where we work closely with families who are in poverty to give them the tools and resources to help work their way up.
Now tell me, when you guys bring in families that are trying to get out of poverty, what are some of the things that you guys do in order to help them get out of the state that they're in right now?
So we build up, we have resource teams, and that's with like jobs and education services, community. And so we start, we also have an asset developer, and we work on with our Circle leaders everything from debt reduction, credit repair, how do you read your credit report and improve it, cooking classes to try to help them cook on a limited budget, healthy food for their families. We do resumes, mock interviewing, how do you go to an interview, and help them also work on SMART goals. So those are goals that they set to, that they determine and set to get them out of poverty. And our resource teams and the allies are the intentional friendships. Those are the individuals out of poverty. They join to help them as well.
It sounds like you guys are almost like life coaches in a sense.
In a sense, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have weekly meetings, correct?
We do have weekly meetings. They're every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lighthouse.
How does someone get involved with the program? Maybe someone who needs some help. Maybe they want to see what the Circles program is about. Are they free to show up to any meeting?
Absolutely. We invite everyone in the community, if they'd like to come and see what Circle's about, come and just participate. They're more than welcome to come.
And this may be a pretty vague question. The success rate of the Circles program. I mean, it's been around for a while. You just mentioned that you guys had a grant about a year ago. But at the same time, what is the success rate for the Circles program?
The success rate is very high for Circles. And one of the reasons for that is because it's a lot of hands-on. I love Circles because it's not just a Band-Aid. You're not just giving the family something and sending them on their way. We're working weekly meetings, building teams together, support for one another. So it's helping and supporting to build them up and give them those tools to prepare to get out of poverty.
Now, as far as the meetings go, and this is something that we're going to get into with Rachel, I know here very shortly, you guys do offer dinner.
We do.
At these
every
meetings.
Week. We have dinner and childcare programming. So to join, to be a Circle leader, you have to have a child. But that's one of the things that we love, is that the children come and they learn a little bit about what mom and dad are learning about. But we do have weekly meals. And that's a great way, because if we have meals and childcare at every meeting, then we're likely to get more involvement and people attending every week.
Now, before we start talking about how the community can get involved with the Circles program, Julie, before I let you go, I want you to go ahead and give us all the details about the Circles program and how those in need can actually take part in what you guys offer here to the community.
Sure. So in order for Circles to be successful, we really need a lot of support from our community. Poverty is a really big issue, and especially in our community, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of community support to help get these families out. So if you'd like to get involved, the best way is to give me a call, and my phone number is 435-613-0065, and we need a lot of volunteers, whether it's helping to pick up meals, asking for donations, supporting, or if you're a job and business and you're looking to hire, and anyway, it can go on and on. But anyone can get involved, and everyone is welcome to these weekly meetings. So give me a call. That's the best thing to get started.
All right. Well, Julie, it's always fun to get you in the studio. I appreciate you making out the time again today. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now we'll bring in Rachel Lund. And again, she's a community team volunteer, and she's going to talk about how you, the community, can get involved with the Circles program. It's great to get you in today, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about meal donations, because as Julie just alluded to, you guys could have up to 60 to 75 people per meeting, and you guys do provide a meal for them.
Yeah, it's a big part of the establishment of the community that we have within Circles. It's a part of bringing the people together with their allies, with the people who can help them, with each other, to show them that they can succeed. And coming together for a meal with their family and with their community makes a big difference. But we need those meals in order to provide that. And we need your help in order to get those meals to these families.
And again, this is an initiative to help families get out of poverty here in the local area. Child care is provided on top of that. You guys will provide meals. When we say meal, what are we talking about as far as some of the meals that the people that attend these meetings will get?
Some of the amazing donations that we've had in the past, we've had Wingers provide a meal. They'll give us the chicken. We want something well-balanced. As you may or may not know, families in poverty often only have fast food because it's the easiest, it's the fastest, they're working, it's actually the cheapest. And so we'd love meals that can show them a well-balanced diet with fruits and vegetables and salads and the kind of meal that, you know, hopefully you have on your table, we can put on their table and show them what that is.
So what's the best way to go about donating meals for the Circles program?
There's a couple of ways you can do that. You can come onto our website, which is a little bit convoluted. It's SEUALG.utah.gov. That's for the Southeast Utah Association of Local Governments. The easiest way is to probably give us a call at 435-613-0065.
Okay, now Julie kind of went over the Circles program in general, Rachel, but I want to get your perspective on it. You're talking about meal donations, but what are some of the other aspects of the Circles program that you would like the community to know about as far as, away from the meal donations? I mean, other things that the community can get involved in.
So I'm just a volunteer with the Circles community, and I was inspired because of the amazing statistics, and amazing in a kind of scary way, how many families and children are brought up in poverty. And when you're brought up in poverty, those are the things that you learn. You learn how to live in poverty. So I just decided to volunteer and get involved. And something that I have been really impressed with is how much these families want to change their situations. They don't want to be in the situations they're in. They don't want handouts. They want to learn how to better their situation. But it is a learned behavior. Poverty is a learned behavior, and being out of poverty is also a learned behavior. That's what these families want, and that's what they need, but they can't do it on their own.
And Julie mentioned that the success rate is extremely high. I'm sure you have seen this yourself being a volunteer.
I have seen it. And I've seen it within the kids, too, within the children who are coming, especially the teenagers who have started to talk to me about college and about educational opportunities and career opportunities when they grow older so that they can better their lives as well.
All right, Rachel, before I let you go, here's a two-part question. Go ahead and give all the information for someone to get involved as far as donations or volunteering, and then go ahead and give me the information on how those who could benefit from this program, how they can become a part of the meetings, when the meetings are, the location, all that good stuff once again.
Okay, so we meet on Wednesdays at Lighthouse High School, Wednesdays at 5:30 if you want to come help set up and do part of the community program. And if you want to just donate, if you want to donate the food, we really do need that. There are forms on our website that go to Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, or just give us a call at 435-613-0065.
Rachel, thank you for stopping by today and updating us a little bit on the meal donations and the Circles program in general. It was fun to talk with you.
Thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.